The best guess was that the plague was caused by a corruption of the atmosphere, putrefaction, the mark of men and beasts rising from lakes, swamps, and chasms. This dank smog even had a name, miasma. If sickness grew in stench, then sweet smells were an obvious remedy. Physicians and herbalists lost no time in devising recipes for pomanders and potions to guard against infection, or even to act as an antidote for the stricken.
5 cups of rue, if it be a man, and if it be a woman, leave out the rue. 5 little blades of columbine, a great quantity of marigold flowers. An egg that is newly laid, and make a hole in one end and blow out all that is within, and lay it to the fire, and roast it till ground to powder, but do not burn it, and brew all these herbs with good ale, but do not strain them, and make the sick drink it for 3 evenings and mornings. If they hold it in their stomach, they shall have life.
But if God decided otherwise, all the potions in the world would be of no avail.